Let's talk about the new restrictions here in the state. The governor put in those new rules and new restrictions. I think they're going to affect tomorrow. It's DuPage, Kane, Will, and Kankakee counties, along with the state's 20 southernmost counties, all affected, all coming under these new stricter rules. The other thing he opened the door to, and this was interesting, I don't know how you would feel about this, but the governor opened the door to a new stay-at-home order. He was asked about it. He says he's not opposed to going back there, a full stay-at-home order, if he needs to do that. He'd prefer not to, but that is on the table, that possibility. It's interesting to see his approach versus the mayor of Chicago's approach, and we'll talk about that a little bit. But I want to welcome Elmhurst Mayor Steve Morley to the show. He's checking in with us here. How you doing, Mayor?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
I appreciate you being here. I know you've had a lot of concerns about the way these new restrictions, all of the restrictions, have been implemented. And what are your concerns right now as we roll back again tomorrow, and that impacts your area?
Yeah, thanks for the question. I wrote the governor a letter going on about a week ago, and it was with regard to restrictions or mitigation plans he had even a week or two prior to that. So, you know, tomorrow we're going to be facing either further restrictions. And I don't think there's any right answer when it comes to this. This is new for all of us. But I do think there needs to be some perspective and sensitivity as it relates to the business community, because I don't think an option of we're going to close down for an indefinite period of time is really a solution that is sustainable long term.
Yeah, I think all of us would be in agreement. That seems like it would be a pretty severe thing to put into place. The governor's looking at the numbers there, and he's saying that he's not in favor of it either, but he is not ruling it out. At least that's the answer he gave yesterday in the news conference. I want to ask you about something, because there are two very different styles here. You heard the governor talk about a possible stay-at-home order. Meantime, Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot was asked similar questions yesterday, and she said we have to be more surgical in the way we approach these things. The strategy needs to be surgical and not a blunt axe. You can't sort of just shut down everything. We have to be very cautious and strategic about which businesses we close and linking them back to direct spreaders. There's something here that is inconsistent, is that the city of Chicago says that they're not linking the spreaders back to the restaurants, and the state is saying, from what I can tell, pretty much the exact opposite. I don't know what you make of that.
You know, as I said, we're all in a difficult situation. I, surprisingly maybe, tend to lean toward what Mayor Lightfoot has said. I do think we need to take a more surgical approach. There's certainly things that I think can be done. Our restaurants in Elmhurst have spent hundreds of thousands of dollars making their restaurants as safe as possible. And I think to close them right as we hit cold weather is really going to be a death knell for a lot of them. I think we need to be taking a look at who are the high-risk individuals versus maybe a broad brush approach. I also think that, I appreciate, as I said before, the governor's got a tough job, but let's take a look at what's happening right now. I know that the governor and his team and a bunch of smart people put together a plan, but that plan was put together 6-7 months ago. We've learned a lot about this disease since March. There is a big difference to the way we are handling this disease, our medical establishment is handling this disease, and how they're treating it and the success rate. And I think the governor has said on many occasions he's open to input. I do think that there are some changes that can be made that can benefit everybody but still be safe.
He, maybe you heard him yesterday in his 2:30 briefing. He sort of pointed a finger in the direction of mayors like you and other folks across the state in areas where he's rolling back and putting in new restrictions. Here's a little piece of what he had to say. Mayor, I want to get your thoughts.
Some elected leaders are allowing this continued rise in positivity to balloon out of control while taking no action. These mayors and city councils and county boards and state's attorneys need to take some responsibility for keeping their constituents safe.
Mayor Morley, your thoughts about that when you hear him say that?
I resent it. I disagree with him 100%. We have to work together. And to turn around and point a finger at a fellow government official and say they're not, they don't care about their residents, I think is garbage. I think he has a responsibility of putting hundreds of thousands of people out of work and killing thousands of businesses. But I'm not going to get into a back and forth with him about that. I'd rather work together. But I think it's the wrong approach to start pointing fingers. I've offered to sit down with them a number of times. Now, I know in the scheme of things, I'm a mayor of a town of 45,000, and he's the governor of the state. But you know what? We matter, too. So I resent it when he starts taking shots at people. If you look at the last letter I sent him, I did not take a shot at him. I asked him to consider different things. I found with this governor, it doesn't work when you say you're wrong. So I didn't tell him he's wrong. I told him he's doing a tough job, and I appreciate his hard work. Mm-hmm. But I want to work together and figure stuff out. I agree with Mayor Lightfoot. There can be a surgical approach to this, and I think there should be a surgical approach to this. But the other problem I have is that everybody's working very hard on this, and all the people on the governor's staff and everybody he has up in front of the cameras is working very hard. But one thing I don't know if they're worried about personally mm-hmm. is their jobs and how they're going to feed their family next week. And that's something that needs to be considered because when you make a decision to either put a business out of business or restrict a whole segment of businesses in our society, you are putting people out of work. And that's something that I'm not saying they're not considering it, but a more surgical approach could potentially alleviate it. I just don't like the heavy-handed approach that you have to shut down. I think I'd like to work on, see what we can work on to allow these restaurants to open safely, and certainly freedom of choice for residents. If a resident doesn't want to go out and doesn't want to shop, doesn't want to go to their downtown, doesn't want to go to a restaurant, I completely understand that. I'm very fortunate. I've got both of my parents are still alive. My wife's parents are still alive. And in a million years, I would not ask them to do some of the things that I'm doing when I go out and do my job in my town. Hmm. But that goes back to that surgical approach. You need to treat people differently as it relates to combating this disease.
Yeah. I agree that no perfect answers on this, right? You have to work together. We got to figure this out. But again, there's no absolute perfect answer. And I think that's where you look at different approaches and try to figure out our way through this. I hope there's better news to come in terms of the cases and everything in our state and in our cities. But this is where we are now. Mayor, I thank you for your time and thanks for always making yourself available for us here at WGN.
Well, I really appreciate you giving me the opportunity to have this conversation. I do think that we all should continue to look at the data. I look at the data every day as it relates to my town and our county. And I would ask people to take a look and look at the data and see what the results are and how we're treating this data, how we're treating this disease, how we're treating our patients now in November versus what our success rate and how we were treating this disease in March. And it's a radically different story. And I think to dumb it down to just a positivity rate or the number of tests that have come back positive is a very short-sighted way and simplistic way of looking at it. And there's so much more behind it. And I would encourage people to get educated on this because obviously we're in this for the long haul. But thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to be on your show. And please let me know if you ever want to speak again.
Thank you, Mayor. Mayor Steve Morley there in Elmhurst. You heard what he had to say. We also are going to talk to a restaurant owner coming up here who is taking his fight to the Illinois Supreme Court. He wants to continue indoor dining. What's going on there? We'll talk with him. Coming up, it's 2:20 on WGN. All right, let's talk to Casey Gilbro. He's got a restaurant called Foxfire. We've talked with you before. And where are you again, Casey? You're in Geneva, right?
Yep, we're located in Geneva, Illinois, and thanks for having me back.
Thanks for coming back. Okay, tell us what kind of, so do you, just describe your restaurant real quick for us. Do you have a lot of outdoor dining space? Are you mostly an indoor spot? Like, what's going on?
This last week we were quite a bit of an outdoor spot. The weather was great. We were blessed with some warm weather. Unfortunately, some of our outdoor seating got taken away in the wind, the heavy windstorms a week before. But we have our patio, and we do have some indoor dining now. Within the guidelines of the 25% to 30% for people. We're a steakhouse down in downtown Geneva. Family owned, father and son. We employ about over 50 employees. So
50, you said 50.
Yep.
Right?
50.
Wow. So there's the indoor dining ban, and I know you're contesting it and say you may take that all the way to the Illinois Supreme Court to try to reinstate that for yourself. Tell us about the legal part of it, which I know is not normally what you do. Your bread and butter is running a restaurant, but here you are in a legal battle, and describe that to us.
Well, we're in a legal battle right now. With the news of the appellate court sending us back to the county, we're still in this fight. We believe that our livelihood is at jeopardy. We believe that those of our staff and the people that work for us and depend on us, the delivery men, even the musicians that play here, you know, the people that find us essential, their lives are being heavily impacted by this as well. We're doing this safely. We're doing this with masks. We're not throwing those away. We're taking temperatures. We're spacing. We're making sure we only have so many reservations at a time. We're doing everything we can to make it safe, and we feel like, you know, we're certified by the health department to serve food to the public. It's something that, we know a little bit about, public health and communicable diseases and such. So we feel we're a safe alternative, safe indoor dining is what we have and what we offer.
You know, I've heard from a lot of listeners who will text us and tell us the restaurants near me they're all doing it anyway. They're just defying the ban. This one is or that one is. And they just sort of tell me that is happening in some spots. And I wonder maybe why you chose to do the legal route and maybe not just the defiance route or the other ways you could have done this. What made you make this decision?
Well, when the last closures came through, we lost a lot of business. So we went with the carryout route. We did the family meal deals. We're still doing them now. It greatly impacted our business. We went from, well, of course, zero when we were closed to losing about 80% compared to the year before. Our staff was, hurting. We decided, we could just open. We could just do this and defiant like some of our neighbors and say, we're open. We're not going to ruffle feathers. We're going to do what we're going to do. But, God blessed me with a great dad. And, he raised us, raised us all right. And, sorry, getting a little choked up there. But, he raised us all right. And the right thing to do is to take this to the courts because we think it is unlawful. We think that, the right way of fighting this is through the courts. We want to do it the legal way. So we're going through the legal system. That's how much we believe in this, and we always fight for what we believe in.
Well, I give you all I wish you all the luck with the battle, and also more importantly with the business and the folks that you employ, because I know I can tell this is emotional for you, and this is something
oh, yeah.
that has been in your family for a long time, and I'm sure you've had employees who've been there for a long time too, and that sort of thing to look people in the face and tell them whether or not they have a job, that's a hard thing to do day in and day out, and so these are tough times and emotional times, and I get that, Casey.
Well, with holidays coming up, and 25 days off is the minimum. We've seen other counties go for more, and to tell these moms and dual parents that work here that, hey, you might have to try to get unemployment. We don't know if you'll be able to get it for 25 days. So there, nope, wrong line. Sorry about that.
It's okay. You got a customer. You want to go get that? You want to go take that?
Yeah. Oh, no. But, to tell them, that we're doing this for them.
Yeah.
We're not forcing anybody to work. Everybody has said they want to be here. They're in this fight.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing them, a lot of our employees have been here for, over 15 years. It is a family business. We've invested in this and them and their families. They're our family.
Mm-hmm. Well, best of luck, my friend Casey, and keep us posted on stuff. It's Foxfire. You're doing carry out. That's available, and folks can come and support your business that way.
Yeah, and we're doing it more for we're not just doing it for Foxfire. I mean, this closures, these things that are going to go on are going to happen to other people. We're doing this for the other mom and pops that are out there, and the other businesses after us. Who knows what's going to happen? Gyms, churches, the ISHA, the schools, There's a lot of people that are wrongfully not being able to do what they should freely be able to do. And I might have to call that Elmhurst mayor to see if he's got any openings. But it's we're doing this for more than just us. We're doing it for Illinois. We don't want this to be political. As my lawyer stated, if it's the law, we win. It's when you get politics involved, and we don't want to get politics involved. This is 100% about lives and families that are affected greatly by this.
I hear you, Casey. Thanks for the time this afternoon, okay?
No problem. Thank you so much.
Thanks. That's Casey Gilbro, owner of Foxfire Restaurant in Geneva.